A bomb exploded today outside the Baghdad hotel where NBC maintains its news bureau. A guard was killed and an NBC soundman was slightly wounded. Also today, a member of Iraq's governing council died of wounds suffered in an attack on Saturday. Akila al-Hashimi was shot outside her home by unknown assailants. The continuing violence in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq is further complicating efforts by the U.S. military to prepare for the eventual handover to Iraqi civilian control. NPR's Emily Harris reports on the task facing one lieutenant colonel in northwestern Iraq.
Colonel Hank Arnold commands the 187th Infantry Regiment. That puts him in charge of some 700 U.S. soldiers and 88 villages with 300,000 Iraqis scattered through the northwestern desert. His new nickname, Viceroy, is kind of a joke, but it fits.
You gonna help me cut it? Yes, sir?
Arnold cuts a ribbon in front of Sinjar's newly rebuilt courthouse. There is always a feast after events like these, piles of rice and goat meat on trays in the lobby. And these feasts are a chance for local leaders to bring their concerns to the Viceroy. In a back room of the courthouse, over soda, local leaders rise one by one to address Colonel Arnold through a translator. A sheikh with robes trimmed in gold-colored thread speaks his piece, then a man in a suit and slick sunglasses. This is mainly a Yazidi crowd. An obscure religious sect, Yazidis make up 30% of the area's population. They say since the war, a local cement factory manager has fired Yazidis and hired Arabs.
We have many doubts about accounting of a cash of the production. Where is the cash?
Arnold now skips these sessions when he can. He is wary of being seen to favor one ethnic group over another. He avoids talking about the cement factory for now, but he does answer a question about who is getting jobs on the border patrol.
There are Kurds and Yazidis on the border patrol, and we only have a small amount right now because we only have enough money and equipment to have a total of 200 men out there on the border now. Over time, we will increase the size of the border police.
Managing Iraq has put the U.S. military into a governing role on a massive scale. Although the U.S. civilian administrator, Paul Bremer, lays down the law for the country, military officers carry out the nitty-gritty of nation-building.
One of the big problems here in the city is trash removal, solid waste removal.
Major Frank Sturrock is the executive officer of the 101st Airborne's 2nd Brigade, which is in charge of Mosul. Soon after they rolled into Mosul in May, soldiers set out to solve the trash problem.
We've gone out and said, look, we're gonna help you figure this out. We're going to go and get some guys and ask them, you've got a dump truck, you can hire about 40 people with shovels. You've got another type of truck, you can get some people with shovels. So now they're making money, and they're helping their own city moving the trash out.
Sturrock is pleased he's introduced privatized trash collection, although he acknowledges it's difficult to avoid nepotism. He has hired contractors who happen to be friends of an army interpreter, and he hopes as the city government gets money to spend, it won't follow suit. The 101st Division in Mosul says money is their ammunition to win over Iraqis. City Council member Varouk Abdulkader agrees that's part of the answer.
Spending money on projects might be important in one area, but it might not be important in other cities. It depends on the mentality of the people. But what is important is security and stability. Without them, we cannot develop the country.
Security, of course, also costs money. Out past Sinjar at a windy post on the Syrian border, Viceroy Arnold says his border patrol needs help.
Their ability to do their mission is hampered by the fact they don't have radios. When they do mount patrols, they can't communicate back here.
Arnold complains that the CPA, the U.S. provisional authority here, promised money for border security but failed to deliver. Military funds given to commanders to spend on immediate impact local projects are expected to dry up by the end of the year. Without them, Arnold says, he's only part of an occupying army. Emily Harris, NPR News.